It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Logs, you and I, we were discussing a fragrance yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Paco Rabanne.
Whoa!
I've been practicing.
Did you call it yesterday? Paco Rabanne?
It's just such a hard thing to say.
Come on, mate.
They came out with a new fragrance, scientifically proven to make you feel sexier. So what I thought, I think it was your idea. You said, hey, this could be a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Go down, get the aftershave, spray it on yourself,
yeah.
And then get your partner Lou's reaction.
Yeah.
And I thought, hey, I need to feel sexy. I'm going to go get me some aftershave,
yeah.
And I'm going to douse myself in it.
Okay, so where did you actually go to get this aftershave?
So what I did is, once I left K-Rock, went into Meijer,
yeah.
And they've got those little small sample bottles that you can just spray.
Yes, they're good.
Got a couple of those,
mm.
And waited for Lou to get home, waited patiently, and I saw her pull in the driveway, and I doused myself. I'm talking neck,
yeah.
I'm talking wrist,
ooh.
Behind the neck.
All the sexy zones.
Jumper, because I thought when we go in,
yeah.
For a hug and an,
yeah,
embrace.
Love it. Love a guy's smelly jumper, yeah. 100%.
She'll be able to get the full impact of this, what scientists are saying, sexy aftershave. And I was able to capture her reaction. This
oh,
is how
God.
It went down.
Can you spray my perfume?
Your perfume? Why would I spray your perfume?
What have you got on? What have you sprayed?
Aftershave.
No, you sprayed my perfume.
Why would I spray your perfume?
Show me which one you sprayed then.
Do you like it?
You bought the matching one of mine.
The matching one of yours?
You did, because it smells like mine. Yeah, it's nice. It smells good. It
smells sexy?
Is that what it's called, is it?
No, it's not called sexy. Does it smell sexy?
So
not the sexiest bit of audio I've ever heard.
No, it wasn't, because I was trying to be discreet, hiding my phone,
yeah.
Whilst recording. But so pretty much, as soon as I sprayed it, I thought, this smells very female,
yeah.
Perfume.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'm just doubting myself.
Yeah.
And then Lou thought I had got her new perfume and sprayed it on me.
All right. Well, I need to have a bit of a smell then.
I've bought some aftershave in for you.
Now, yeah, this you is, bought a little sample pack here. So
this is men's aftershave that's okay. Meant to make you smell sexy.
Are you
sexy.
Sure that it was the men's that you went for?
I sent a photo. It was in the men's section.
Okay. Now, I have bare skin on at the moment.
Yeah. So
okay.
This is a live sniff test. No, don't lift it off.
Oh,
you just
don't.
Spray
oh,
straight
oh, don't.
On.
Okay. Don't lift it. Oh, yep. No. Have I broken it?
Possibly.
I might have broken it. Hang on.
Spray straight. Oh, there you go. Oh, my goodness. Did that? We got a squirt. It squirted just straight in the face. What?
Okay. Hang on.
Yeah, spray straight onto the skin. Does that give you... Is it female-y?
Do you know what? I don't think there's, like, obviously 2021, you know what I mean? A lot of people, like, blurring the lines, which is beautiful, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wear whatever you want. Look whichever way you want.
It smells girly,
smell whichever.
Though.
Do you know what?
It smells girly.
I really like this.
Because it's girly.
No, I wouldn't say it's girly.
It is.
No, I wouldn't say. I think it's got masculine undertones.
No, it doesn't. It's
I
full,
really like that.
It's full female.
No, do you know what? Female. It's for your fresh 2021 male. That's what I would say.
I don't know. Well,
that's sexy. I'm gonna put that on Jimmy. And I'll let you know.
Well, hang on. You wear it and you see what Jimmy thinks.
Oh, yes. That's even better.
And then if he thinks it's a female perfume,
yeah.
Bang, case closed.
Look, it all works out for me.
Yeah, because you're getting free perfume.
Well, that and...
Sexy.
What?
Tom and
Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
What type of dog is Loggy? We know it seems super weird, but Logs, since the dawn of time, our friendship,
yeah,
you've called me a golden retriever.
Super I think it just actually just tells everyone what they need to know about you straight up.
Maybe I need to have that on my Instagram page.
You are.
Golden retriever attributes or something
and
like that.
And this is from a place of love.
Absolutely
it is. Everyone loves golden retrievers.
Yeah. Well,
right?
Most people like dogs. There's a few cat people out there.
Yeah, that's... No, you can be a cat and a dog person like me. Love cats, love dogs.
I don't know. Yeah. On the socials, Tanya set us up. She reckons you are a chocolate lab. Super playful, but also very docile and likes to sleep in the afternoons.
Okay.
Which I think is very true because knowing you, Logs, you say you like to go home and have a bit of a kip.
Yeah, I do.
And just so I'd imagine you'd be like laying in the sun on the couch... just charging your batteries back up, you know, for the day.
We are getting a lot of messages. Nath has sent us a message on social and said, you'd be a pointer without the sporting ability, big character, big anxiety and big snoozy. Everyone's kind of, okay.
That is good. They're getting on board.
They're getting very specific.
Yeah, I like it. Liz in Armstrong Creek. What do you reckon, Liz?
I was going with a Sheltie, a Shetland Sheepdog.
Oh, a Shetland Sheepdog. They and why is that, Liz?
Sophisticated.
Well, you said you like a sleep, but you're also a very active person, which does describe a Sheltie. Mm-hmm. They are very, very calm dogs, but when you get them going, they just go bonkers.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Very cute face, but with a lot of hair around it. So, yeah, that is kind of me.
And what's, I want to know, Liz, what is the Sheltie's eyesight like? Because when Loggie doesn't have her glasses on, she's walking into things, bumping her head, very sort of, forgetful. Sort of like, bit of a duffer.
Yeah.
Well, they're hunting dogs, so they're normally pretty good, but okay. I suppose they're a bit tunnel vision, so
yeah.
If their eyes are on something, they won't necessarily see what's right in front of them.
Yeah, the fridge.
Yeah.
All the time.
Hunting dogs, so would probably love meat, I would imagine.
Yeah, you'd imagine, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Kerry and Lara.
Loves meat!
Kerry and Lara. Okay, what type of dog am I, Kerry?
I think you're a Staffy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're little, you're compact, you have got, you know, you're loyal to those that you're loyal to.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You've got a bit of a bite for those that you don't like, but Staffies are known for the smile that just takes up their whole face, and I think that's you.
Oh, beautiful. All right.
That is so nice.
All of these dogs, you know I'm a dog lover, so I'll take all of them. Whatever you want to go with, Andy, you can have a think about it.
Do I just go blanket dog? You're a dog.
I'm just a mutt. Is that what you say?
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie. On K-Rock.
You know we're going into a 7-day lockdown. And people might be looking for things to do. We did the whole puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just an avid gardener now.
Yeah.
I almost need 2 green waste bins.
Yes. Love filling the green waste bin. Love it.
But whatever you do, don't do what a 38-year-old man in Bangkok did when he was in lockdown.
Okay.
He got his Richard. His Richard.
His member?
He's, stuck inside a padlock. So he was in lockdown.
Oh, my God, my brain has gone to many different
scenarios. He's done is he's opened the padlock, thought it would be fun to close his Richard in it.
What? Guys are weird. Why?
He's 38 years old.
Yeah.
Who's putting that in a lock?
Yeah.
He's then lost the keys, and over the days, it started to swell and then became infected.
Over the days?
So it was stuck for 2 weeks in the lock. So he didn't know
what is he doing?
He didn't know what to do.
Go to the doctor? Call the fire engine people?
The man's mother, who reportedly tried her best to help, eventually phoned emergency services. So this 38-year-old was like, okay, mum, living at home as well, mum, this is what I've done.
Oh, my God, this makes so much sense.
I've got my manlyhood in a lock and I need your help.
When did you do this, son?
Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Yuck.
Okay.
Anyway, he was rushed to hospital where medics again attempted to break it. Doctors spent over an hour and a half on the man's trapped Richard, using an electric cutter to slice through the lock. It has been left permanently disfigured.
Oh, my God.
After being stuck in the padlock.
Okay. Does it?
Are you serious?
Can you explain in which way it was stuck in the padlock? Like, was it?
No. So, what do you mean? Yeah, so it's one of those locks.
It's one of the that's like a
U-bolt.
A U-bolt.
Yes. And he's clamped the.
Yeah, and the skin's got caught in there?
No, the whole shaft.
Just the whole.
The whole, and then over time, I guess blood pressure, and it's swollen.
That guy is a moron.
Yeah, so we are going into lockdown. I know we might get bored around the home. Whatever you do, don't put your sausage.
Don't do that anytime.
No.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie. Tom and Loggie. On K-Rock. One day you can fall.
fun fact.
All right, every Friday we like to give you some fun facts because we impress your mates from work that aren't your real mates, and it's always good to be full of fun and interesting facts because when it comes time for a promotion or something of that effect, they will say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're full of fun and interesting facts.
There we go. My goodness me.
I've got the Tom cut out here and I can't even look at him in the face. I'm so sorry. That was terrible.
I don't know it word for word. But you had me convinced. You had me convinced.
Oh my
God. All right, Logs.
All right, here we go. Give us some fun facts and save this brain.
I've got some rippers. It is physically impossible for pigs to look up into the sky. Did you know that? So in their anatomy of their neck muscles and their spine, they've got limited movement in their head and it restricts them from looking up. So they pretty much just have to look forward and to the side.
Do you know, I think I felt the same way because my neck's been really sore lately. But maybe give a pig a mirror, you know?
So it can see.
Yeah. Put them on their tummy.
Yeah, actually.
I don't know, see the full moon, something.
If they were on their tummy, they would be able to look into the sky.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's still a fun fact, though. I still like it.
Well, you've debunked it.
No, I haven't.
So then they can see the... Oh, because I was thinking...
But they can't look up, but they can see up.
I was thinking they'd never be able to see the sky.
Yeah.
They can see the sky.
Maybe if they're on their thumbs.
No, that's not cool. Did you know the Guinness Book of Records holds the record for being the book most often stolen from public libraries? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. That is a very fun fact.
How cool is that?
And do you know what? Nice that they're stealing something educational.
That's true. Mm. And then they would be able to whip out fun facts as well. Yeah. They'd be flicking through. Did you know this lady back in the 70s had the longest fingernails ever?
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate that.
They're
sort of
always
stuff.
The good ones.
Snails can sleep for 3 years. Because you know they're all, like, you know when it rains and they always seem to be hiding in your letterbox or on your driveway?
Yeah, yeah. Love a snail.
They're just sleeping for 3 years.
Beautiful.
I pick them up and bang, rehome them. Rehome them in the garden.
Okay, thank God. There's no pick up and bang.
No, pick up and bang, I'll place you in the garden.
You threw your arm in a way that suggests that you throw them over the fence. Please don't do that.
I would never do that. I rehome them and make sure they're in the garden.
Okay, thank God for that.
All polar bears are left-handed.
Hey, do you reckon that people that are left-handed are kind of a little bit like... They got an edge to them.
So
there's something about them.
Lou's left-handed.
Yeah.
Benny's left-handed.
Oh.
I want to be left-handed.
See, that makes me like Benny more, knowing that he's left-handed. Yeah, there's something special about him.
There's something quirky because there's not many of them.
Yes.
Should we just try and start writing left-handed? No. Do we do that?
No, we should not.
Are you 10% cooler? Final one, women blink nearly twice as much as men.
Mm.
Oh, you knew that, did you?
Well, we're holding in rage, you see. So we've got to just...
So while you're blinking at me, it's because you're so furious. Is that right?
No. Yeah. No, I'm all right.
Why are you blinking at me
again? Nah, you're fine.
You're angry. I know you are.
Fun fact.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
I've got an iPhone. Mm. Have always been iPhone through and through.
Yeah.
And then made the transition to an Apple Watch. And I never wanted to be that person to go on Apple Watch, but I was like, you know what?
You love it.
I love it because I love just seeing the steps that I do, how far I walk, and it pretty much tracks me in everything that I do.
You actually sold me.
On the Apple Watch?
On the Apple Watch.
Yes.
Although I went in there and I'm like, can I have a look at the iWatch things?
But I'm Apple through and through, so I might be a little bit biased. Now, last night, as I'm trolling through the socials, having a bit of fun, I saw the best hack for your iPhone and Apple Watch. It is so good. Have a listen to this.
Here's a super cool thing you can do if you have an Apple Watch. So this was trending on Twitter. You wrap the Apple Watch around the back of your iPhone like this, and then you open the camera app on your watch and it will open it on your phone. Go on to video, and then you can use the Apple Watch as a viewfinder to film or vlog with the back camera on your iPhone. Pretty cool.
So I've wrapped my Apple Watch.
Oh my God!
I've wrapped my Apple Watch around my phone. I've then opened the camera setting on my watch, and it's like there is a screen on the back of my phone, and then my phone is now open as well.
So you can actually, instead of getting your phone and using the back camera, which we know is the best out of the both cameras, and just wildly thinking, oh, yeah, I think I'm getting my face.
Yeah.
You can actually see what you're recording.
Is it not? Because the front camera's not as good. We know that.
That is an epic hack. Well done.
Doesn't that just change the game?
Yes.
Anyway, so I was just like, I've got to share this with people.
Thank you.
No, no, no. But do you reckon you'll use that?
Yeah. Look, to be honest, my iWatch, Apple Watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It dies from time to time.
Do you not charge it every night?
No, yeah, sometimes.
What?
But I want to be a better person, Andy. I'm getting there, okay? I'm getting there.
I've got a charging portal next to my bed, and it charges the watch, the phone, and your AirPods as well.
Yeah.
Why don't you just get one of those?
That sounds really cute, Andy.
Yeah. I'm tech savvy.
Dom and Long. K-Rock.